Another beloved media character is getting a prequel.
Cabin pressurization is underway.
As we prepare for ignition. Flight recorders are on. T-minus 5, 4.
You can see it. An astronaut strapping into a sleek spaceship, blasting off, zipping around the sun, and repeating a catchphrase from 1995.
To infinity and beyond!
Ladies and gentlemen, Buzz Lightyear from Pixar's Toy Story, only in the new movie he's actually not a toy. For more on this prequel spin-off stuff and more, let's go back to NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
Okay, so Lightyear is one of several origin prequels. There was Cruella this year, The Many Saints of Newark about Tony Soprano. Talk about milking popular characters. Are they overdoing it?
I don't think so. I mean, this is something that's pretty natural and expected. These media companies are getting bigger, and they're trying to take advantage of their size, right? Mm. You know, you look at CBS, for example, and CBS has done reboots of Hawaii Five-0. They're doing a reboot of the original version of CSI that got, you know, that got canceled. The Magnum PI, you know, they have rebooted, revived, and retold many stories because they own the rights to these shows, and they want to exploit them. So it only makes sense that part of that exploitation might be, well, hey, let's find a character that didn't get a lot of exposure, or that their backstory didn't get exposed that much, and let's tell that story, how they came to be the character that we know and love. That only makes the character even more valuable and only makes the intellectual property even more valuable. So they have even more of an incentive to do it.
Okay, switching gears now. The BBC has a new list of the best TV of the 21st century. And at number one is The Wire from HBO. We were just talking before we rolled. I can still see some of the signature Baltimore scenes from that show from years ago. Eric, you wrote an essay for the BBC about this. Why is The Wire still so well regarded?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, and I would definitely urge people to check out the story that I did, which is on the BBC Culture platform. The Wire was written as a type of TV show that would fit right in with the modern streaming environment, but they did it, you know, way back in 2002. You know, a show where you had to pay close attention to detail, where it helped if you were able to watch several episodes in a row so you could see how all the storytelling linked up. Stuff like that, you know, wasn't as easy to do back in the 2000s, so people weren't writing TV shows like that, but The Wire was written that way because that's how these guys wanted to tell this story. And it's a story, ultimately, about the failure of systems in America's cities. So it's about the failure of the educational system. It's about the failure of media. And in particular, it's about the failure of the war on drugs. You know, the very first scene in The Wire where McNulty, the detective played by Dominic West, who's sort of if there's a hero of the story, he's sort of the hero. He's very flawed and self-destructive. But, you know, he's talking to a guy from a poor neighborhood in Baltimore who saw a guy that he knows get gunned down. And the guy got gunned down because he would always participate in a dice game, and he would wait till there was money on the table, and then he'd grab the money and run away. And eventually someone got sick of it, and they shot and killed him. And let's listen to this clip.
I gotta ask you, if every time Snap Boogie would grab the money and run away, why'd you even let him in the game?
What?
But Snot Boogie always stole the money. Why'd you let him play?
Got to. This America, man.
And right after that line, this camera settles on the image of the young man's corpse, and then the theme music starts. And it's basically like, that's the rules of the game, man. That's how America works. You let somebody play until they show you that they're going to rip you off. And so what that scene really does, though, is it lets you know you're going to be seeing characters that are normally demonized that are going to be humanized. You're going to be seeing characters who have a way of looking at things and talking about things that might be different than your typical cop show. And that's what makes The Wire such an amazing TV show. It is working on so many levels. And it had so many stars who went on to become huge stars in their own right, like Idris Elba and Dominic West and Michael K. Williams, may he rest in peace, Amy Ryan. A lot of people who got early notice on that show went on to have amazing careers in drama, and that's another reason why the show's so great.
Yeah. All right, Eric, real quickly, what other shows are on this list? Again, the BBC's top TV, the 21st century list.
Yeah, so they surveyed 206 critics, and, you know, I don't necessarily agree with all these choices, but, you know, there's a lot of critics, I think, probably from Britain and overseas, so we see shows like Fleabag and I May Destroy You, which were great shows, but they were only one or two seasons, so, you know, I felt a little weird putting them next to a show like Game of Thrones. Succession is even on the list, and, you know, it just started its third season. It's a great show. I'm not sure it's worthy of being named the best in the 21st century, but I think they wanted to have a show that was current, and if I had to name a current show that might fit that bill, certainly Succession would be in the running.
All right, great. That is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans once again. Eric, thanks.
Thank you.